The essence of a happy life. Ever wonder what it means to have a truly happy life? It's not just about feeling good momentarily, there are deeper layers to it. Think of it like this: there's short-term happiness, which is fleeting and comes from simple pleasures, like eating your favorite dessert. Then, there's long-term happiness, which is more like a lasting sense of contentment and purpose in life. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle had a neat way of breaking it down. He called the short-term stuff hedonic happiness and the long-lasting kind eudaimonic happiness. The first is all about enjoying the little things in the moment, while the second is about finding meaning and fulfillment in your overall life. Leading the groundbreaking Harvard study of adult development, Dr. Robert J. Waldinger and Dr. Mark Schultz delved into data spanning two generations, revealing an eye-opening truth: the key to happiness isn't wealth or career triumphs. It's something within everyone's grasp: relationships. In simpler terms, having positive connections doesn't just make you happier, it keeps you healthier too. The power of positive relationship. Positive interactions, whether it's a friendly wave or feeling deeply loved by a friend, trigger a sense of safety in your body. This feeling is the opposite of what happens when stress kicks in, flooding your system with hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, urging you into a fight or flight mode. Relationships play a crucial role in managing stress and tackling life's challenges. Since ancient times, humans have evolved to find safety in relationships, making healthy connections essential for your overall well-being. The dynamic journey of adulthood. Adulthood isn't a stagnant phase, it's full of changes, especially in relationships. In the past, psychologists thought that once you hit adulthood, development stopped. But now, thanks to studies like the Harvard one and new discoveries about how the brain can change, neuroplasticity, we know better. Adulthood is actually a time of big changes and lots of learning. Reflection is like a mirror for your life, showing how you've changed and grown. Think about when you were half your current age. How were your dreams, goals, and how you saw yourself different back then? Understanding this journey helps you learn and grow. Let's explore. Adolescence, age 12 to 19, this is the time when you start figuring out who you are and what you want to become. You're exploring your identity and thinking about your future. You're also learning how to handle different kinds of relationships. Young adulthood, age 20 to 40, as a young adult, you're creating your own support system and making new friends and romantic connections. You might question if you're on the right track in life and if your actions align with your values. Finding love is also a big question. Midlife, age 41 to 65, in midlife, you're taking stock of where you've been and where you're going. You might wonder if there's more to life and if you've truly connected with others. Questions about purpose and meaning start popping up. Late life, age 66 and older, as you grow older, you realize time is precious. You start valuing your relationships even more and thinking about the legacy you want to leave behind. Making sure you have meaningful connections becomes a top priority. Prioritize relationships for a happier life. Your connections with others greatly influence your happiness. Research from Harvard shows that many older adults wish they had spent more time with friends and family. To lead a fulfilling life, it's crucial to nurture your relationships. Start by giving your time and attention to those who matter most to you. This simple act shows them they are valued. Zen master John Tarrant describes attention as the most basic form of love. There are two key aspects to attention: making time for people and being fully present when you're with them. So, prioritize spending time with loved ones and give them your full attention when you do. Research in neuroscience has debunked the myth of multitasking, revealing that our brains can't effectively juggle two tasks at once. Instead of spreading yourself thin, it's crucial to minimize distractions, especially from smartphones and other tech gadgets. Stay present by actively engaging with others, taking the time to understand their perspectives and experiences. By sharpening your focus and showing genuine interest in those around you, you can enhance your productivity and deepen your connections. Research by Waldinger and Schultz reveals a powerful relationship hack: simply showing effort to understand someone can enhance your bond. People feel more positively towards partners who actively strive to comprehend them. Strengthen your relationships. Relationships need attention and care to thrive. Start by evaluating your current relationships and how often you interact with important people in your life. Good relationships involve mutual attention, care, and support, so think about how others are showing up for you and how you are showing up for them. Identify which relationships make you feel energized and which ones leave you feeling drained. If a relationship frequently depletes you, consider ways to improve it or reduce the time you spend with that person. Look for opportunities to spend more time with those who uplift you. Evaluate your relationships using these key elements of good connections. 1. Security and safety. Who can you rely on during tough times? 2. Growth and learning. Who inspires you to pursue your goals and try new things? 3. Emotional closeness. Who do you confide in the most? Whose advice do you trust? 4. Shared experience and identity affirmation. Do you have siblings or old friends who've shaped your life? 5. Romantic intimacy. Are you satisfied with your romantic and sexual connections? Who meets these needs? 6. Help and assistance. Who helps you solve practical problems, like getting a ride to an appointment? 7. Relaxation and fun. Who do you enjoy spending time with and laughing with? Who makes you feel joyful and connected? Key steps to achieving happiness. Former Harvard study director George Valiant identified 2 main components of happiness: love and the ability to handle life's challenges without pushing love away. Habitual negative responses to stress, like defensiveness toward a concerned family member, can damage relationships. Everyone has typical ways of dealing with stress. Those who confront their difficulties directly usually manage stress better than those who ignore problems, hoping they'll disappear. By breaking stressful situations into stages, people can learn to handle challenges in healthier ways. Use the WISER model to handle tough situations and improve relationships. 1. Watch, observe the situation closely. Look at all aspects and ask yourself if you've missed anything important. 2. Interpret, understand what's at stake. Think about why you're feeling strong emotions and check if you've made any wrong assumptions. 3. Select, identify your options and think carefully about what you want to achieve and the best way to do it. 4. Engage, take action using your chosen strategy effectively. 5. Reflect, learn from the experience. Consider what went well and what you could do differently next time. Enhance your connections, 3 empathy practices. Want to improve your connections with others, including your partner? Try these 3 practical tips to boost empathy and understanding. 1. Reflective listening. Listen actively without interrupting or judging. After they speak, summarize what you've heard to ensure understanding. For example, "So, what I understand is." 2. Validate feelings. Let your partner know you understand why they feel a certain way. Acknowledge their emotions to show empathy. For instance, "I get why you're upset, it's because." 3. Gain perspective. Try to step back from your emotions and see the situation from an outsider's viewpoint. This can help you gain insights and calm intense emotions. Imagine you're watching a movie of your life to gain clarity. Research from Harvard and other studies highlights the pivotal role of family in a child's emotional development. Growing up in supportive, consistent, and nurturing family environments equips children with vital skills to tackle life's challenges and seek assistance during tough times. Importantly, these coping mechanisms can also be acquired later in life with the guidance of supportive individuals. Maximize your work experience. Your job isn't just about the paycheck, it's where you spend a huge chunk of your life. By age 80, Brits typically spend 13 years at work, compared to just over a year socializing with friends. If you only see work as a means to an end, you're missing out on opportunities to forge meaningful connections. Let's make the most of our time on the clock by building authentic relationships and learning from each other. Research indicates that having close friendships at work can significantly boost engagement and productivity. While some may dismiss work friendships as irrelevant, they actually play a crucial role in enhancing job performance. Avoiding such relationships due to concerns about productivity can lead to feelings of loneliness and disconnection. To make the most of your time at work, actively seek opportunities to foster meaningful social connections with your colleagues. Enhance education with the fourth R. The Harvard study highlights a crucial addition to traditional education known as the fourth R. While schools typically focus on teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, it's equally vital to educate children about relationships. Why? Because human connection profoundly impacts well-being. This edition emphasizes social fitness, teaching kids how to navigate social situations and handle emotions effectively. Schools worldwide are catching on, introducing programs that empower children with social skills. Research shows that students who receive this training not only excel academically but also exhibit fewer behavior issues, use drugs less frequently, and experience less emotional distress. The benefits extend to adults as well. The COVID-19 crisis highlighted how crucial it is to stay connected. Many folks felt firsthand the negative impact of being isolated on their mental and physical health. During tough times like these, having good relationships is key. They help us tackle challenges together, which supports everyone's well-being. Remember, a fulfilling life isn't just about reaching a goal, it's about the journey and the people you share it with. Key points. 1. Strong relationships are vital for happiness and well-being, especially during tough times like the pandemic. 2. Understanding short-term pleasure versus long-term fulfillment is crucial for a truly happy life. 3. The Harvard study highlights relationships as key to happiness and health across generations. 4. Adulthood brings changes in relationships and opportunities for growth and learning. 5. Prioritizing time for loved ones enhances happiness and connection. 6. The WISER model guides effective problem-solving and relationship improvement. 7. Education should include teaching social skills for emotional well-being alongside academics.